since the time you've been in the game, things have changed a bit. It used to take at least a fortnight to go from a crisis to everything being wonderful. And yeah. Obviously, you've got a lot of young players around. You'll be swept up in all the excitement. You've had two great wins. That's terrific. Yeah. You know that the roller coaster, you've got to be a bit more level-headed than that. How do you make sure that they are as well? Because they're bound to be excited.
Well, I think the biggest thing is what you say is we've got to stop being a roller coaster. Mm. I've got to just get it on a plane in equilibrium if I can. Great word for me, that. Mm. But as I said, is not get too ridiculously beat up. Like, look, we had two poor performances, one in particular. I didn't think we were that bad at Reading. But, you know, it's all of a sudden there's the storm has then become a hurricane which blows. You know, it was ridiculous. And then we've had, you know, a couple of decent results and everything now is swept under the table and here we go. Here's the euphoria again. Mm. It's my job, and it's been a difficult job, to get the place on an even keel again and move the whole thing and turn round this big, huge juggernaut that we've got. Now, hopefully in management, we all want a little bit of time, and I understand people get really upset that we get beat, nobody more than me, than our second-half performance in particular at Cardiff.
Sure.
But I tried to see the longer view is to say, look, the squad I know we're putting together is very, very decent. You know, we've made big improvements, in my opinion. We've seen glimpses of it in this week. It's important that I hope that gives that little bit of confidence. Certainly it will with Hogan and Hourihan and people like that who've only been at the club 6 months, sure. You know. And I hope that can kickstart them on to, you know, mounting a challenge. And because certainly the club demands that. I understand that. And something where we all want to be.
Are the players, what's the word, receptive to that? Are they understanding that role? Because, I mean, it must be...
I think the biggest thing what I've noticed, and this is why the recruitment I've brought in this year, don't get me wrong, I would love to be bringing in 26-year-olds who've played in the Premier League all their life. Don't get me wrong on that. You know, but I thought we need experience, we need people who can handle the expectation, because in the January transfer window, the three big main signings we signed, Hogan, Hourihan, Lansbury, all, for their respective clubs, were all at the top of their game in the Championship. You know, and find it difficult to replicate what they'd done for their previous clubs. However, they've only been here 6 months, you know, so we need time for them to settle in the environment, find out, and I think they've found out exactly what it needs to play at Aston Villa. Mm. And it's totally different to being playing for, no disrespect, Barnsley, Brentford, you know, totally different. The demands on you here, you're in the spotlight more, you lose a game, you're in a crisis, you know. That's what playing for a big club is, and they have to get used to that. Mm. And I think gradually they're starting to grasp the nettle.
And I wonder if that's why, looking at the player that you're trying to get now, Snodgrass, yeah. We know you've got John Terry, and there are one or two other older heads around. Yeah, again, well, you know what you're getting with Snodgrass, but someone who's been through some of these knocks and things like that before.
And all summer, we've had to look like four people like Snodgrass, who's not got his own way at West Ham. It hasn't quite worked out. Can we take advantage of that? I haven't been able, the club hasn't been able, to spend millions of pounds. Even though there's a big perception out there that Steve Bruce has spent millions. I've spent 2 million this summer, you know, and 20-odd million in. So in that respect, it's been difficult because we have to fall into the realms of financial fair play, because if we don't, we know what that means. You know, the club goes into embargoes and all the nonsense that goes with that. So in that respect, he is somebody who I've worked with before. I know has got big experience, has done it. Been there, wore the T-shirt, and can play in a few positions, up the top end of the pitch, can make a goal, score a goal, wonderful delivery from set pieces. So if I can pull it over the line, I'll try my best.
And you need to move on quickly now, because obviously there's only a week to go and everybody's trying to poach everybody else's deal, I imagine.
Well, that's normal. Yeah. That's how normal and difficult it is these days. You know, we're all looking, there's not a big gulf of players, so we're all looking and trying to improve. that doesn't change.
On the subject, you're just saying about the context of what you worked in this summer, now with a week to go, if the phone rings and someone, because Premier League clubs, we know they have the money, they can take punts on all sorts of people these days. If the phone rings and somebody wants one of your players, are you still at the point where they have to go?
No. No. We don't want that situation. Sure. There's two or three which the media have talked about. And even for the likes of Tommy Elphick, I would be delighted if there's nobody bought him before Thursday. Yeah. Because, and that, you know, he's a very, very good player. Good pro, great lad, and reminded everybody the other night what a good player he is. Hasn't quite happened for him in Aston Villa, but showed us the other night again that he's a good player. And a great lad and a great pro. So, but because of all of them things, he wants to play. And if something happens, then it suits both parties. But certainly I'll not be disappointed in nobody comes from.
Indeed. So if everybody stays, that's okay for the club's point of view as well as
well,
for you.
I've done as best I can. Yeah. I've repaired and put millions back into the club, which it needs, but the hole is still there, but it's not as bad, obviously, as it was at the start of the summer than it is now.
Okay. Bristol City, they're not bad, are they?
They're good. Competitive. You know, I've brought in two or three, as we know, but one of ours, who'll be desperate to do well against us. And they're a decent championship side. And, you know, when you've got that, that's where it is. That's what this division is. They're a decent side, had a good start, and it'll be a difficult game.
Last season when Villa were going, if we can all see this from outside, and you will have known what it's like from the inside the second half of the season, when Villa went anywhere, it was a novelty. It was, you know, wow, Villa in town. Is it still on it?
Still is.
Yeah.
We sell out all our tickets, sure. Always. No. You know, how many times we play on Sky? We're live on Sky again. Yeah. We are the big draw. That's what this club, and to be fair, when I'm trying to sign a player, it's not often we don't get them, because we still have got, you know, it's a big club here, and a wonderful stadium, wonderful training ground, a big history, big tradition, and that's what I've got. You know, with that becomes that demand. And you're right, the Bristol supporters will enjoy Aston Villa coming to town and want to turn us over because of what we've achieved as a club over the 100 years.
Just quickly summarising where you are with injuries, changes since last week.
Keenan's got a bit of a hamstring. We hope it's not going to be anything troublesome. Alan Hutton's got an ankle injury. He won't play. Mila Jedinak is sick this week, so unfortunately he's not coming to come into contention. Apart from that, I think we're okay.
And one last thing, no doubt you were up at 4:15 this morning for the League Cup draw, as we all were. Middlesbrough, are you okay with that?
We're at home.
Yeah.
We're at home. It saves that horrible journeys. Yeah. You know, Middlesbrough will not be looking forward to that. I'm thinking the worst thing he'd be saying to that is, oh my gosh, we're away from home again, disruption, midweek and all the rest of it, blah, blah. We're at home. Why not? Good cup tie.